Random House Audio presents Glitter and Glue, written and read by Kelly Corrigan. Dedication. For the yearbook, the fifth graders at Havens Elementary are asked to name the one person they most admire. Finley Swan said, "My mom." So did that sweet Madeline Malin. My daughter put, "Tom Brady, the football player." This one's for you, Ma. Long overdue. Author's note. This is a work of memory, and mine is as flawed and biased as any other. I was aided by dozens of old letters, photographs, journals, both mine and my friend Tracy's, and the internet, on which I could call up images of just about everywhere I went in 1992. Many of the names and personal details have been changed. Prologue. When I was growing up, my mom was guided by the strong belief that to befriend me was to deny me the one thing a kid really needed to survive childhood, a mother. Consequently, we were never one of those mommy and me pairs who sat close or giggled. She didn't wink at me or gush about how pretty I looked or rub my back to help me fall asleep. She was not a big fan of deep conversation, and she still doesn't go for a lot of physical contact. She looked at motherhood less as a joy to be relished than as a job to be done, serious work with serious repercussions. And I left childhood assuming our way of being with each other, adversarial but functional, was as it would be. If my mother thought of me as someone to guide, my father thought of me as someone to cheer. I was his girl, as in, "That's my girl. Have you met my girl?"